16 minutes away from 4 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and the lip-singing champion of the world, Mr. Matt Douglas, joining you.
Hey, don't forget. I sure hold no candle to you, I will say that.
Well, you can hold a candle to me.
I don't know about that.
You're in the same category.
I've seen perfection, sir.
I don't know if I called perfection.
Something.
Wasn't bad.
Not it was pretty good.
Perfection. Yeah, not
don't sell yourself short.
Thank you. Don't forget, we are giving away Cleveland Cavaliers tickets to the November 24th game. That's the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. And it comes your way courtesy of your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at North Ridgeville, or I should say at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. They're open every single day of the year, so make sure you listen for your cue to call, because we're not only giving away tickets, a four-pack, we're also giving away a Cavaliers swag bag as well. So listen for your cue to call coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Hey, speaking of North Ridgeville, time for us to head to the hotline right now as we bring in Marjorie Snyder with the North Ridgeville Chamber of Commerce, and she's going to tell us all about Holiday on the Ridge, which is coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Marjorie, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. My pleasure. I'm very excited this year. We have some great locations in our open house event calendar. We have 19 open house locations. Seven of them are craft shows, so you people that are coming out to do your Christmas shopping, it's going to be really good. And we have three new locations. One of the new locations is my wood loft. It's out on Center Ridge Road, 39097 Center Ridge, and they do wood products. Another new location is Faith Baptist Church on Lorraine Road. And the last one is Hometown Vendors. These young ladies are having a craft bazaar at the American Legion in North Ridgeville.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had Sarah on with us about a week ago. How bizarre. Very good stuff. Well, for those that aren't really familiar with Holiday on the Ridge, give us some of the basic details. How does this all work?
Okay, this is our 18th year that we've had this. This is the visitors, North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau. What it is that people are very excited to sign up for our event. It's on December 1st. It's on the first Saturday in December every year. And this brings people into North Ridgeville, and they can go, we have a map, and they go to 19 open houses, and each shop or business has a different theme. And they have a drawing box. We're giving away four lovely prizes, and we combine all those names and then give out the prizes the next day.
What kinds of prizes are we talking about here? Are you allowed to say?
Well, yeah. This year we always have a food gift certificate. We have two food certificates from Giant Eagle, and we have restaurant certificate for Bistro 83 and a restaurant certificate for Nino's. And people like to go out to those restaurants on the holidays, and they like the grocery certificates to buy their groceries for the holidays.
Very cool. I can tell you, I've not been to Nino's. I've been dying to try it, but I can vouch for Bistro 83. That is a very fine establishment. I was actually there about a month or so ago. Just fantastic
stuff. Well, they've added on to it. They have a whole new bar there and a whole new party room. So it's a wonderful restaurant. Wonderful.
Absolutely. And a lot more to enjoy with all that extra space. No question about that.
Right, right. And the craft shows themselves are unbelievable as far as that's what people come for. We get people from all over Northeast Ohio to come to our open houses for the craft shows because they do their Christmas shopping.
Awesome stuff. Again, Marjorie Snyder talking to us about Holiday on the Ridge, December 1st, coming up here in just a couple of weeks. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Now, tell us about the kickoff event. I was looking at that map a little bit earlier. The kickoff event here is at Northridge Healthcare. What's this all about?
Okay. Every year we have a special kickoff event so that people will gather for it at 10 a.m. on the 1st of December. Our kickoff event is at Northridge Healthcare, And that's over across the street from Bistro 83. It's like right off of Route 83. Their address is 35990 Westminster Avenue. And at 10 a.m., they're going to have a choir from North Ridgeville High School, Spectrum of Sound Choir, singing Christmas carols. And we're encouraging everybody to come to that event to kick off Holiday on the Ridge.
Okay, very cool. So the idea is folks will go to this event to kick things off. They will hear the choir do their thing, and that instantly spreads the holiday spirit, gets folks to go out and see all the great crafts of these craft shows all across the area, visit the 19 businesses, and hopefully do some shopping in the holiday spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very nice. Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Now, as far as I understand this, too, most of the businesses are going to wrap things up right around 4 o'clock because this will lead everybody right in to the tree lighting ceremony.
Yes, and that's going to be at 5 o'clock in South Central Park. The mayor lights the tree, and that's the beginning of the holiday season for North Ridgeville.
All right, very nice, which is great because Matt and I have this ongoing debate as to when the holiday season actually begins, so I'm glad to hear that North Ridgeville actually begins theirs after Thanksgiving, and they begin it on December 1st with the lighting of the tree, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Okay, now very good stuff. So what else is going on in conjunction with the tree lighting? Are there other events happening?
Well, the Kiwanis Key Club has a pancake breakfast at the high school that starts at 8 a.m., and that's a fun event. They have Santa there. Don Mold's Garden Center has Santa, pictures with Santa. Now, Don, our chamber office is right next to Don Mold's on Lorraine Road, and that's a garden center, and they're going to be selling live Christmas trees. And just going into that place cheers me up, and my office is right next to it, so it's a lovely experience.
Marjorie, it certainly sounds with like everything going on that day, from the culmination of Holiday on the Ridge to the Christmas tree lighting and all. This is really kind of a family event, is it not?
Oh, it is. It's basically, yeah, for children and the whole family. I mean, you know, everybody has something planned at each business and geared to the children.
And essentially what you're also doing here, Marjorie, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're also giving these businesses, these 19 businesses associated, an opportunity to showcase just how great they are and what they do specifically. Because for a lot of folks who maybe do live in the North Ridgeville area or are coming in from outside the area, they may not necessarily be familiar with the services that these businesses provide.
You'd be surprised, too. And everyone wants to be in the craft shows. They want an opportunity to sell their crafts, and there's a big, long list of people waiting to get into to be a display person for the craft show, and a long line of people and to get it, to see the crafts. Also, they serve food at all these craft shows, too. So you can go and have a hot bowl of chicken noodle soup and look at Christmas, get in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. No better way to warm the soul with some chicken noodle soup and listen to some holiday songs, all that good stuff. Sounds like a terrific Saturday, no question. You mentioned that this is the 18th year that you guys have been doing this, Marjorie. How has this process evolved? How has this whole thing grown over the course of the last two decades?
Well, every year it grows. It gets larger. Last year we had the Gift of Lights. They're not having the Gift of Lights in North Ridgeville. It's at the county fairgrounds this year. That was disappointing to me because it was a nice venue. But, you know, there's a lot of people that decorate their homes, and all these businesses have Christmas trees, and it's really quaint and very good experience.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, how does the selection process work for all of the businesses that are involved in the craft shows that are hosted at some of these businesses? How does that whole selection process work? Is this a first-come, first-served? Do you guys handpick these companies? How does that whole process
work? Well, what it is the craft shows that participated previously are the first ones that get chosen to be in the Holiday on the Ridge again. And then, like, we have a new craft show, Hometown Vendors, this year. I'm excited about them. It's two ladies that have decided they want to do this, and they're going to have it at the American Legion. So that's something new. Usually it's a church or something like that. So we're trying a new venue this year.
Very good stuff. Well, Marjorie, for our listeners out there that are wondering where they can go to get some more information, maybe see a detailed map as to where these businesses are located and how long they're going to be open for Holiday on the Ridge, where can they go to get more information?
Our website, nrchamber.com, and there is a map on our website that, you know, you can, whatever place that you go at an open house here, they'll have brochures. I work on these brochures starting in August. And every site has the brochures, and in the brochure is a map. So you can't go wrong finding your way around North Ridgeville on the 1st of December.
So get you in the holiday spirit early, working on those things so early in the summer, Marjorie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a Christmas person.
All right.
So
Christmas can never start too early for you, correct?
That's right. You got that right.
Very good. Well, again, nrchamber.com. There you can go. They actually have a PDF that you can download to take a look at all the locations. You can see all the businesses that are involved, 19 of them this year. So there's going to be something for just about everybody. Marjorie, thank you so much for the time. We certainly appreciate it, and we hope for a big turnout on Saturday, December 1st.
My pleasure, and thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Marjorie. You do the same. Again, Marjorie Snyder with the North Ridgeville Chamber of Commerce joining us here talking about Holiday on the Ridge on Saturday, December 1st. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
It does indeed. It usually is. I mean, this is a big event in North Ridgeville that, as you mentioned, people from the surrounding communities go to. Heard people talking about it already the other day. I can't remember where I was, at church or somewhere, but in Olmsted Falls, they're getting ready for it. So it's very exciting.